Jimmy Fallon said, seriously, today felt like waking up with a hangover and realizing you're still at the bar. I hear you, Jimmy. I know I've been working later and starting earlier than usual this week on some other projects. Jimmy Kimmel described it as a polar coaster of emotions and nausea. I thought if your election lasted more than 48 hours, you were supposed to seek medical attention. Kimmel said, Biden definitely did better than Hillary Clinton. He was able to pick up the sexist vote, but he didn't do as well among racists. Fallon said, early in the morning yesterday, Biden spoke to a drive-in crowd in Delaware and told us that we need patience, but I'm not sure it's one of America's strengths. I mean, if TikTok isn't fun in the first 3 seconds, we're like, eh, next. Fallon, we just have to be patient in a country that literally invented the Domino's tracker so we know exactly when our pizza will arrive. Kimmel said, one good thing about the pandemic, we're now used to waiting a few days for results. That's a good joke. Colbert, after all the good news for Biden in a move that just reeks of desperation and cheap cologne, with 8 million votes still uncounted, Trump's campaign manager came out of the blue to announce, we are declaring a victory in Pennsylvania. And Colbert said, I fully expect his victory in Pennsylvania to be just as successful as his victory over coronavirus. Trevor Noah said, I mean, I knew that Trump didn't like science, but I didn't realize he had disavowed numbers. I mean, maybe this explains why he's always in debt. That's really good. Kimmel, if they hadn't canceled the Olympics this year, he would have won that too. Basically, his message in a nutshell was, we won a completely fraudulent election. Seth Meyers said, counting votes is not finding votes. They're not scanning the beach with a metal detector. Colbert, Trump's mishandling of the virus may have played a large part in Biden's win because recently Wisconsin has become a COVID-19 hotspot. But with this win, Democrats across the country can breathe a little easier, except the ones in Wisconsin, because it's a COVID-19 hotspot. Love that joke. Colbert, recreational use of marijuana was legalized by New Jersey voters, so we might finally get an answer to the question, what if Chris Christie got the munchies? Out west, says Stephen Colbert, they're taking it a step further because Oregon has become the first state to decriminalize hard drugs like cocaine and heroin. This has upset a lot of people, but on the plus side, it will bring millions of jobs in the tiny sandwich bag industry. Trevor Noah said, Oregon did it right. They're the only state with a backup plan in case Biden loses. Drop the mic, Trevor Noah. I will keep this on the short side today as it has been a little quiet for the comedy news. I don't think people want to release anything right now, given, you know, there's other topics out there. But I did see this from Vulture. Adam Sandler's latest Netflix movie, Hubie Halloween, is the streaming giant's most popular original movie in the U.S. for 2020, second only to 365 days in the overall movie rankings. They've got some kind of metric or something or another, and the article says TV series are much more likely to generate a monthly most popular score of 200 or greater, suggesting a domestic mega hit. Hubie Halloween at 212 unit points is only one of two movies to meet that mega hit threshold, the other being 365 days, demonstrating how powerful star Adam Sandler's pull is to the Netflix audience. Hubie Halloween was in October's top 10 for 24 days, every day in October from release. Woohoo. Variety is asking, why is Saturday Night Live suddenly booking so many older rock bands? The Foo Fighters will be this week's musical guest, paired up with host Dave Chappelle. And Variety says, of Jack White, The Strokes, and Foo Fighters, they all appeared on the show this year. They also all appeared on the show in either 2002 or 2003 for a show that in recent years has leaned heavily on very current pop, hip-hop, R&B, and alternative. What's going on? Two theories. One, a source tells Variety, SNL can turn on a dime, and obviously they're of the moment. My guess is that Lorne Michaels saw Jack White get a better response than anything they'd seen in years, and they decided to roll with it. The other theory being there's coronavirus and stuff, so if you can just show up with a guitar and plug in and play, that's a little easier than doing an elaborate stage setup kind of thing. One of the questions being, couldn't SNL have called up, say, Ariana Grande or Sam Smith, both of whom dropped new albums last week, instead of Dave Grohl? And a source tells Variety, first, she's not a natural fit with Dave Chappelle as host. Dave Grohl isn't really either, but they're both Daves and they're both in your face, so it works. Okay. But also, Jack White, The Strokes, and Foo Fighters turn up, plug in, and play. There's maybe an hour or two of prep for Ariana or even a Sam Smith. There's going to be hair and makeup and maybe some big concept to execute. That's hours of prep and a lot more people involved. And those big productions are much harder to pull off in a pandemic. Aparna Nancherla, she's a good comedian. You should check her out. She had some pre-pandemic advice for her younger self. This from Vulture. One, if you thought most of the inane professional nonsense you worry about didn't matter before, there's a whole new level of not mattering that's about to come into play. Get psyched for that. Two, everything you've learned and perfected as an introvert will finally be a moral imperative. Enjoy that. Three, please start crafting an answer to the question, but are women pandemic funny? Yes. Four, Each night you will fall asleep to the soothing sounds of your own irrelevance, but don't let it stop you from going to a protest. And five, buy one cat toy for your cat and one for yourself. That's your comedy news for today. Tomorrow will come out at breakfast time as well, because, you know, as I record this at 8:38 a.m. on Thursday, we don't know who the next president of the United States will be. Some news may come out today, and the late night shows will react to it, so I want to incorporate that into the show. Subscribe on Apple, follow on Spotify. See you tomorrow.